He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the, what's today, the March 9th. April 9th. Oh, man. April 9th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we begin the day on a positive note here. See some green on my screen right now. No, it's going red now. The Dow is down 7 points to 17,894. The S&P is down a half a point to 2,081. And we've got the NASDAQ. It's green still, just barely, up 2 points to 4,953. Crude oil. Where is crude oil hanging out these days? Some are calling. I hear one guy on CNBC saying we're going back into the 38, 39 area on oil. That seems to be one of the more extreme predictions. Right now it's at $51.24 per barrel. Not as profitable for oil companies at this level as it was at $107 per barrel. In fact, a lot of companies have pulled back on their drilling because they can't really make any money at this price. You know, I was reading too that to ship it by train is another $6 or $7 per barrel in cost. Well, Warren Buffett's got to be happy there because Burlington Northern has about 70% of the oil traffic. No wonder he was against the Keystone Pipeline. Gold is at $1,194 per ounce right now. The euro is dropping again. So that European vacation looking more inviting. 1.0718 is where the euro is. And the 10-year yield continues to be off the page historically at 1.91. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We are now in the midst of earnings season. Earnings season has kicked off. And earnings will continue to flow in over the next several days, over the next several weeks. And when it's all over, we'll add it all up. Of course, we'll add it as we go week by week to see just where we're at with the scorecard. Where are we going to come at this quarter versus the same quarter last year and this year versus last year? And in addition to earnings season, we still have economic reports coming in. This week we saw once again pretty good numbers on the jobs market. As long as we stay under 300,000 in those initial jobless claims, that means that the jobs picture remains okay and continues to grow. And that's one of the keys to earnings at companies, believe it or not. That's why we look at all of these economic reports. It gives us a clue as to the strength of the U.S. economy. And the U.S. economy has been growing for the last 6 years. And guess what? The stock market's been going up for the last 6 years. Isn't it something how there's that correlation between them? Yesterday, one of my featured stocks, or earlier in the week, one of my featured stocks was Mylan Labs, and a little bit later in the day, there was a big deal pending, or a big deal that was rumored. Actually, it's not rumored. They're making a play for Perrigo, another company in the space, and Mylan exploded to the upside. So if you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, sometimes we get really lucky. We feature a stock the morning before the afternoon that it explodes to the upside. I continue to own a position in Mylan Labs and my conservative growth accounts. Well, we have Greece making a payment. You know, I wonder who made that payment on their behalf. Some think it probably was Russia, who seems to be buddying up to Greece these days. Russia still has an affinity for communist governments and socialist governments, which Greece has right now. And the Greeks did make a little payment to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. I don't know if it was late. I don't know if the check will bounce. I'm sure they do some kind of wire, something electronically. I don't know if there were penalties and interest. And I don't know if the next payment's going there. But a lot of people now seem to think that Greece will eventually leave the Eurozone and, you know, buddy up with those Russians. They're good people to buddy up with. And earnings season's now underway. We've had several reports so far. I think Alcoa came in at 28 cents instead of 26 cents. But the sales, the top line sales came in a little light. I have no position in Alcoa. I have no interest in Alcoa. Alcoa has been a stinker over the years. It definitely is not a best stock now. It's not a company that's flourishing. It continues to flounder, as do most commodity-related companies. Is Alcoa commodity-related? Yes. They're a worldwide miner of bauxite and a producer of alumina and primary and fabricated aluminum. Now, they're trying to get more upstream, trying to diversify a little bit, but this is still a stinker of a company. At least, a stinker of an investment for investors. It's not done too well over the years. And it was once a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average till it got kicked out, and deservedly so. Other companies that we've seen come in, well, Constellation Brands, which I've featured many times here on the show, they came in with some pretty strong numbers. Their Mexican beer sales are booming, up 12% year over year. I guess folks like that Mexican beer. Maybe it carries them away to a deserted beach in La Paz in their mind, where they can watch their fishing pole and watch Dorado jumping out there in the ocean and watch the sunsets and whatnot. Eat some chips and guacamole, maybe a shrimp cocktail. We've also had the earnings from a Walgreens Boots Alliance. That's a weird name. You know, Walgreens is one thing. Walgreens Boots Alliance, they bought a boot company. And I didn't give them the boot. I still own the stock. It's been a good one. This is not a stinker. Their earnings came in better than expected. They beat by 23 cents. That's going to help those overall S&P 500 earnings. That's a plus so far. So far, we have not had a company that's come in and disappointed yet, but we're early in the game. We're just real early in the season here. Padres, one win, two losses so far. Adrian Gonzalez on the Dodgers, 5 home runs in 3 days against the Padres. Why did they keep throwing him the same pitch? Keep throwing me the same pitch, and I'll hit it out of the park. Throw me a lob ball, you know, in the outside corner of the plate. A little bit high. I like it right up here, and I'll knock it out. Maybe our pitchers are gambling on the games. I don't know. But why would you continue to throw Adrian Gonzalez, former Padre, sour grapes here, the same pitch? Well, that's like people that continue to do the same thing in the stock market over and over again. Every time some kind of bad news or a couple of bad days come along, they sell everything, and then they get back in. And if you look back over the last 6 years, that has not been a winning strategy. You have to cut emotions out of it. Southwest Airlines, a lot of people in love with love these days. I don't know. Well, the jury's out on those airline stocks right now. They had a big run while oil prices were dropping. You know, Southwest is just a great company. They continue to pack those planes. I will not fly Southwest. My wife can fly Southwest. She's smaller than I am. I don't like being part of a sardine can flying to Atlanta. I just don't dig that. And I got claustrophobia to begin with, so that doesn't help. But they pack them in, and that's very fairly profitable model. If you can fit 175 passengers in a plane that seats 160, that's a good profitable model. Those extra 15 people really make up for a profitable trip. And the stock has grown. The company has grown their earnings every single year for many years now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years in a row. And the stock's been hitting new highs. And, you know, the low oil prices, I'm sure, are helping them. I don't think they've dropped the price of their tickets. Somebody's benefiting from those low oil prices. It's not the guy who's between two linebackers for the Cincinnati Bengals sitting in the middle getting squished. He's not the guy that's benefiting, but the stock continues to do well. It's a stock that I continue to own, but I'm a little bit not as wild about these airline stocks these days as the oil prices seem to have bottomed. Well, we'll take a look at a couple of companies here today. There's still a lot of companies that are flourishing given today's economic environment, given the uniqueness of this market versus, you know, a market 3 years ago. Different stocks flourish in this environment and different stocks flounder. Let's talk about the flourishing ones, not the flounders, when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now, Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as I say, in the market, there are those that are flourishing, just like opening of baseball or 3-4 days into the new season. Some players are flourishing. Adrian Gonzalez, 5 home runs in 3 days, he's flourishing. And some guys are floundering. They're 0-for-10 with 7 strikeouts so far. They can't get their timing down. Well, in the stock market, the cycles last a little bit longer than that. But there's teams that are perennially, year after year, in the hunt somewhere. You know who they are. And there's other teams that generally flounder year after year after year. Well, it's the same way in the stock market. Let's just take a look. Let's compare a couple of companies here. All right. This is a stark reminder of flounders versus flourishers. Okay. Alcoa has been around for a long time. Was in the Dow for a long time. Over the last 10 years, a purchase in Alcoa has gone down by 6% per year. Well, that's not good. You're taking a 6% haircut on average over a 10-year period of time. And over the last 12 months, Alcoa is actually up. It's up 10%, but the market's up 12%. I think the bigger number is that 10-year record. No wonder it got kicked out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And if you go back to 2008, when the stock market got hit for 38.5%, Alcoa was down 68% that year. I want to say that Alcoa was in the Dow at that point in time. So you can see it's been a stinker. And yet, you know, they'll find some analyst somewhere that will come on and say, gee, at this level, Alcoa makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we think that investors, especially those with the value tilt, ought to step up to the plate here and be buying Alcoa. You know, and you're getting paid a dividend of about 1%. You get paid to wait, you know, wait and wait and wait and wait. And people have been waiting for 10 years now. And it has just been a stinker. Okay, so now let's take a look. Let's contrast it with one that has flourished over the last 10 years. Or over the last 5 years especially. Let's take a look at Walgreens. Not the most exciting stock around. Sure, you've ran into a Walgreens on a trip. You forgot something and you had to run down to the Walgreens to buy a toothbrush or some other necessity. Walgreens does a real good business. Walgreens continues to grow their business. CVS does too. So does Rite Aid. Those have been a pretty good, you know, they've consolidated over time all of the little drug stores. I can remember Save-On's and Long's drug stores and a lot of others that have been gobbled up by the big guys, and now it's pretty much the big guys that dominate this scene. Over the last 5 years, Walgreens Boots Alliance, WBA, has delivered about double what the market has delivered, 21.7% per year, while the market's delivered just under 12. That's a far cry from Alcoa. Now, the contrarian would say, oh, contraire, we need to step up to the plate and buy that which is out of favor, and that which is doing horrible, as opposed to buying that which is in favor and that which is doing well. That's the contrarian mindset. Problem is, you could have made that same argument 5 years ago. You could have made that same argument 3 years ago. Contrarianism, just to be a contrarian, I've just seen too many guys stubbornly hold on to their contrarian philosophy and watch other stocks flourish while theirs continues to flounder. Over the last 3 years, Walgreens has delivered 42% per year, while the market's delivered 14%. You probably pass Walgreens all the time, and you don't realize what a good stock it's been to investors in the company. And over the last 12 months, Walgreens Boots Alliance is up 40%, while the market is up 12%. It gets a momentum grade right now of B-, which is pretty good for a company that is $85 billion in market cap. This is a large cap stock. That's some pretty good performance for a large cap company. Does Walgreens pay a little dividend? Yeah, they pay a real good 1.5%. Okay, so you can get 1.9 on a U.S. Treasury and hope that interest rates continue to drop so that you'll get some capital appreciation out of the deal. Or you can buy a portfolio of companies like Walgreens that almost yield the same as the U.S. Treasury but have a lot of upside potential. In the U.S. Treasury, you have very little upside potential, if any, unless interest rates continue to go down. Walgreens has delivered the goods over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years, and guess what? It's hitting another new all-time high this week. And of course, it's good to look at the past, but investing is about the future. And that's where we look to valuation. Valuation is a critical part of my analysis of stocks. I used to visit companies, sit down in conference rooms, boardrooms with CEOs and CFOs and sales chiefs and whatnot, and used to talk and ask a lot of questions and then come away from that with some models of what I thought the company could make based on what I was told and based on historic numbers. We looked ahead. We came up with growth rates. We came up with projections for the next couple of years, and we came up with target prices. Well, Walgreens is expected to make $4.43 in earnings this next year. It continues to grow their earnings. What happens when companies continue to grow their earnings? The stock price appreciates alongside with it, usually. There's a strong correlation there. Walgreens, when I take those earnings and I grow them at about 13% a year over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company. And there are a lot of comparables to look at here. It's a consumer-based stock, consumer staples, I suppose. I get a 5-year target price of $175. The stock's currently trading at $90. And there are those that would say, boy, aren't you putting a lot of faith in those future numbers? Isn't there a lot of risk in doing that? Well, that's what the market does every single day. The market looks ahead at expectations of companies and of indexes and of sectors, and it values those companies accordingly. And when expectations change, it reacts almost immediately to changed expectations. Walgreens is looking for 10% growth in earnings this year, and as we sit here today, it's looking for 22% growth in earnings next year. Not bad for an $85 billion company. Out of, let's see, how many do I have in my database today? 4,069? Walgreens Boots Alliance comes in at number 66. They're one of the companies that have already beat earnings. You can scratch that one off, and we'll look ahead to the other 498 that have yet to report. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the earnings season that has now kicked off. We're no longer waiting for the start of earnings season. It has started, just like baseball season has started, and it's underway, and those games come pretty fast. Before you know it, you're 3-10, or you're 10-3. Same way with earnings season. Before you know it, most companies are disappointing. Most companies are exceeding, or it's about balanced. So far, so good, but we are very early in the earnings season. We've had some good economic reports this week, in particular the initial jobless claims, which came in at 281,000. Once again, under 300,000. We've had Greece make a payment to the IMF. Well, we'll see if they're going to keep up on their payment schedule, their coupon book, and whether or not they can continue to stave off bankruptcy in the country or default on their loans. Constellation Brands has come in with pretty good earnings. Walgreens Boots Alliance, which we just featured, has come in with pretty good earnings. Alcoa continues to be a stinker. Walgreens continues to flourish in this environment that we're in at the current time. You know, I'll tell you a little story. To each his own would be the bottom line here. Everybody in my business has a different way, you know, of attacking the business. And I have a person in my building that is in the same business that I'm in. And once in a while, we cross paths in the elevator. And I was getting on the elevator at about 6 a.m. this morning. And this person was headed to the gym. Okay, hey, no problem. To each his own. And I said, you know, I can't wait to get to work. I love the thrill of the chase. I love the challenge that it presents to manage money, to read all the economic reports, to fill my head with knowledge. And this person said, well, I'm headed to the gym while you're headed to work. Hey, that's fine, okay? Because this person hands off their money to others to manage the money. That's not what he or she likes to do. And to each his own. But, you know, you should ascertain that as an investor yourself. You should ask the question, are you going to manage the money, or who are you going to have manage it? How good are these money managers that you're putting? It's all everybody has to decide for themselves. The methodology, the vehicle, the person who they want to have managing their money. So to each his own. I would go nuts handing off the money to someone else to manage. What would I do, fish all day? That gets boring. You know, I like to fish. But I really like to fish when I finally get a day off and take some time out. I appreciate it all that much more. You can't know the pleasure without the pain, right? And I love what I do. The work part is not pain for me. It's a great joy. So, to each his own. All right, let's take a look at another company here that is flourishing in today's marketplace, while other companies are not flourishing. And, you know, that makes a big difference between mediocrity and superiority, I suppose. Let's take a look at a company that I find to still be a quite compelling valuation, especially when we look at the PEG ratio. This is one that I have featured before. This one comes from the town that Stevie Nicks sang about. Didn't she have a song about Silver Spring? This comes from Silver Spring, Maryland. United Therapeutics, which develops therapies to treat cardiovascular, infectious diseases, and cancer. This is a profitable company. This is a company that's been growing their earnings very consistently since 2008, really over the last 10 years. And they continue to grow. In fact, over the last 5 years, this is one of the fastest growing companies in the entire market. They've been growing their earnings by 84% per year. You say, well, why have I never heard of it? Maybe you have. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody come on any of the financial channels and feature or talk about United Therapeutics, which is now an $8.5 billion company. And there's one of the reasons why it's underneath the radar. This is not Johnson & Johnson. This is not Merck. This is not Glaxo or other household names. This is United Therapeutics. It's a mid-cap stock. Mid-caps, you know how the middle child in the family kind of gets lost? I was a middle child, so I kind of know the feeling, but I don't. I made sure my parents knew who I was, you know, being the middle child. I had to raise a little cane, I guess, or not cane, but I guess I was maybe an outperformer due to that. Who knows? United Therapeutics is a mid-cap. Kind of gets lost in the shuffle. It's not a hot little IPO. It's not Johnson & Johnson. It's stuck in the middle at $8.5 billion. But man, what a mid-cap it has been. What a run it has been. From micro-cap to small-cap to mid-cap. And hopefully the run will continue. This is one of the top-performing stocks in the entire market. UTHR on the NASDAQ. Over the last 10 years, UTHR has delivered 23% per year while the market's been chugging along at about 5.8. Over the last 5 years, UTHR's been chugging along at 26%, 25.7 to be exact, while the market's been chugging along at 11.9. By the way, what do? They develop, again, therapies to treat cardiovascular and infectious diseases and cancer. Their sales have been growing. Their earnings have been growing. And the stock price has been appreciating. And recently, it's really become one of those red-hot stocks, one of those momentum darlings. Over the last 3 years, United Therapies mid-cap has delivered 60% per year, while the market's delivered just 14. And over the last 12 months, it's up 95%. It's almost doubled again, while the market's delivered 12. And you say, well, there can't be much value. It must look like one of those lemons that comes on your plate. You know, by the time you coat your fish and chips with it, there's not much of that lemon left. Same with the valuation. You say there can't be much value left in this company. Well, I'm just giving you the numbers here. UTHR is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings. That's right. The stock is trading at 183 and they're expected to make $12 a share next year. Divide 12 into 180 and you get right about 15. 15 is a discount to the market. 15 is a discount to the expected growth rate at UTHR. In fact, UTHR is expected to grow by 30% per year, meaning it's trading at a half of its growth rate. We find that using the PEG ratio. When you divide a forward PE of 15 into an anticipated growth rate of 30, you get a PEG ratio of 0.50. This is coming right from the app that I invented, the Best Stocks Now app, which had a record day last week. It's been as high as number 2 in the world of grossing apps in the financial app sector, which there's a lot of financial apps out there. I'm David. I mean, they're Goliath. I'm up against TurboTax and all kinds of great big financial apps, JP Morgan, Goliath. And here's little Best Stocks Now from San Diego, California. Been as high as number 2 in the world. Every day I get my ranking, I get my report of how many downloads there were, how much money it took in, and where it ranks against all the other financial apps out there. I'm pretty proud of that little thing. All right. My 5-year target price, which takes into account next year's earnings estimates of $12 per share, and some growth going forward, and we'll extrapolate those earnings out over the next 5 years, and then we'll apply a multiple to the stock. It's currently trading at 183. I get a target price of 335, which may seem like I'm nuts. I am, sort of, but I use numbers. in 2008, this was a $23 stock. Now it's a $183 stock. What's to prevent it from doubling again? Well, it's up to the company. That's what's to prevent it. They've got to double their earnings again or continue to grow their earnings. But this is one of the better stocks that I own right now in my mid-cap portfolio. And out of 4,069, it comes in at number 14. And it is a best stock now and one we own. Not a recommendation, but an example. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org. prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talk about this concept all the time, at least I do, of trying to own the very best. I only have 25 or 30 spots on my roster. Over time, everybody does things differently. Some people think you ought to own 4 stocks total. Some people think you ought to own 10 stocks total. Some people think you ought to own 200 stocks total. Well, you know, over time I've played around with it and I've come to the conclusion that in my larger cap conservative, I like to own about 25 to 30. And in my smaller cap, more aggressive, I like to own closer to, 30 to 35 stocks in a portfolio. That's all I have room for. So, having said that, does it not make logical sense that you want to fill up each one of those? That's each one of those spots is a precious spot. You're going to take 4% of your money and invest it, or if it's mutual funds, you don't need to own 30 mutual funds. You know, 5, 6, 7 mutual funds ought to be enough. But still, each and every spot is precious. And there is absolutely an analogy. Look, we finished in third place with a slightly losing record last year in the world of baseball. That was not good enough. Those 25 spots, which expanded to 30 by the end of the year, produced mediocre results. And the guy that was managing, or the general manager that was choosing who would fill those 30 spots, was canned. And a new guy came in and totally shook things up. He took a look at each and every spot. And he said, this one needs upgraded. And gone was Carlos Quinton, and in came Justin Upton from the Braves. Yeah, he had to pay a little bit more. But do you want a competitive product on the field? Do you want the best product on the field? Do you want the best product in your portfolio? Or do you want a bunch of mediocrity? He looked at center field. Cameron Maben is not. Hey, I hope he turns out for you down in Atlanta. He was a bust in San Diego. Will Myers came in from Tampa. He used to be with Kansas City, Rookie of the Year, our new center fielder. He looked at right field and said, Kristen Orfia is not quite Will Venable. They're not quite everyday players. He brought in Matt Kemp from the Dodgers. Okay, and one by one, he looked at every single position. Now, once he filled those 25 spots, which was finally decided this past week when the last few cuts were made, we start the season with what he feels are the best that he can do at this time, given his budget. And of course, in the stock market, you don't have to worry about that. You can buy anything you want. It all costs the same. Don't tell me that a $300 stock costs more than a $3 stock. No, No, it's a percentage of your portfolio. It doesn't matter what the price of the stock is. Well, I can buy more shares of a $3 stock. Yeah, you're buying crap for the most part. Why not buy the same amount of money? Why not put the same amount of money into a great stock that's flourishing instead of a piece of junk? Okay, so now you've got 25 or 30 precious spots. Or if you're an ETF investor, you've got maybe 8 or 9, 10 precious spots. Do you want to own something really mediocre? Man, I saw somebody faxed me a portfolio the other day, which was just horrible. It had about 80 mutual funds. I mean, by the time I figured that portfolio owns about 2,600 stocks, is paying all kinds of wicked fees to the mutual fund managers, plus another fee more than likely to the guy who manages the managers and spends most of his time at the gym. You know, that's just the way a lot of it is in my business these days. Does it not make sense once you've got those 25 spots filled, 30 spots filled, to then check them every day and see, hey, is this the best one I could possibly have in this spot? Or is there one that's time for an upgrade? Changes are made in baseball all the time. Guys are sent to AAA. New guys are brought up. Trades are made. Because the idea is to have the very best team on the field, the one that can take you to the World Series and win the crown and the ring. How do you win the ring in the stock market? Well, I suppose it's by beating the averages, by doing better than the overall market. If the market goes down and a bear market goes down 50% and you only go down 5%, that would be pretty darn good performance. It's relative. The market goes up 10 and you go up 20. You had a better team on the field than the market. The market's team is average. This is an average player. Go ahead, do your best to try to beat the averages. And that's what money managers like myself do everything we can in our realm of possibility to do. Now, how do you choose those best players, those best positions? Well, you know, in baseball, there's sabermetrics, there's past performance, there's value, there's personality, there's chemistry. You try to put together a team that has chemistry together. Same way in the stock market. I look at value, I look at performance, I look at technical patterns, which would be the physical, I suppose, that I give to the player before I put him on my roster. And then I keep a tight leash on all of them. As long as they're doing well and continue to do well and what they've done in the past and produce results, then I'm a happy camper. And I want to make as few changes as possible. I want to come to work every day, if it were possible, and say I'm happy with everything I have. But that's not possible in the sports world. That's not possible in the stock market world. From time to time, something's going to happen. One company's going to tear its Achilles tendon. You know, one company's going to come up with a strained groin muscle, whatever. And you have to make changes along the way. It's time consuming. But at the same time, it's fun. A general manager's job in baseball is time consuming. But that's what he does for a living. Anyways, that's how we do things here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm not at the gym right now working out. I'm here doing the radio show, getting ready to go through about 150 or so stocks that I own, and seeing if there's a better one out there somewhere. 855-611-BEST is our number. PWStreet.com is how you can get my weekly newsletter to stay on top of what I consider the best stocks now. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.